Okay, planting is still cutting that day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing together. Yeah, he's useless. He's useless to me. I walk in boldness.
For Christ is me.
And he's
useless. Useless to me. I walk in boldness. For Christ lives in me.
Fear is useless.
Fear is useless. It's useless to me.
I walk
in boldness.
Satire. Somebody and pray together on that. Mana, 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 We break down every stronghold of fear in the mind of everyone here in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of fear, we break them down. We break them down. We break them down. We break them down by the teaching of God's word. By the teaching of God's word. By the teaching of God's word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, lift up your hands. Fear is useless. Fear is useless.
Yeah. It's useless to me.
Kapate pate pola
mala.
Lift up the hands. Sing to God. Sing to God. Fear is useless. Fear is useless. No fear, yeah. No fear, yeah. No fear, yeah.
Useless to me.
We walk. One more time, fear is useless.
It's useless.
we walk, we walk, we walk.
For Christ lives in me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's our word, and that's our reality, and that's what we see in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Be seated. Lives in me. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. How are you doing, everybody? Amen, amen. I think that song should be from Henry T. Thoreau, right? Awesome, awesome, awesomeness. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Thanks to Sister Anu for that wonderful time. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. That's actually how prayers ought to be. Prayers ought to be an extension of teaching. There should always also be learning in prayers. Also be learning in prayers. Please, of those fans, the ACs are working. There should always also be learning in prayers. Learning. Amen. So he said, and beside this, please, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. He said, beside this, which also means based on this, right? Based on this. Okay, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, say virtue, add to your faith virtue, hallelujah, and to virtue add knowledge. Virtue there talks about excellence. Be excellent in things as touching your faith. Be excellent, be an excellent believer, be excellent, add to your faith virtue. Be excellent in things pertaining to your faith. Be the source of encouragement to others. You are not the one that discourages others. You are the one that encourages others. Add to your faith virtue. Excellent. Be the best. There's a reason we celebrate people like Sister Buki, Sister Efe, this place. Be someone like that. Be excellent. Add to your faith virtue. Virtue. Don't be casual about things pertaining to the faith. Add to it virtue. Don't be casual. Don't approach it casually. Add to your faith virtue. Say virtue. Yes. Yeah. Be excellent. If somebody comes to you and says, me, I have issues praying 2 hours daily. And you say, my brother, you're not alone. No, you mean, sir, I cannot pray for 30 minutes. That ought not to be you. You are the ones that encourage others. You are the ones that encourage others. All these sermons are too much. How do we do it? Say, my brother is not so life. That's not your own story. Praise God. Say, I'm an excellent believer. So go for the best. Be the best. Give your leaders joy. Yeah. Give your leaders joy. Verse 6 now. And to knowledge add temperance. Temperance. That means you are not so soon angry, not too quick to pick quarrel. That is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 right now. To knowledge, temperance. Not too quick to pick a quarrel, not soon angry. And to temperance, add patience. Patience. Patience with people. Patience with men. Some people think we are gathered here because we are all perfect. No, not at all. Patience. Patience. You relax. Patience. Like for instance, I've made it very clear here. I gave you leaders. You have a pastor and you have leaders in this place. I have not put the cane of anybody in this church in the hand of everybody. The ones to correct are the leaders. So it's not your place to be angry with somebody because he is not of good character or something. Let the leaders correct. Patience. Say patience. Say patience with men. Say we are work in progress. Somebody say, how long are we going to be in progress? You be counting. You'll be counting. Amen, amen. So, and he said, and to patience, godliness. Say godliness. Say godliness. Of course, that will be our devotion. Our devotion. These things that you are falling in love with, be devoted to them. Consistency. These things that you are falling in love with, be devoted to them. Be consistent. Don't be a once in a year Christian. Don't be a special program Christian. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. Always be fun there. Always be fun doing the same thing. Be devoted. It's not about I prayed last month. Is I've made prayer a culture. It's not about I preached the gospel to somebody in last week. No, I've made it a culture. It's not that I attend church once in a week. No, I made the gathering of the saints my culture to be there, to partake, to benefit. Devotion. This is just the difference between believers that are excellent for the Lord and believers that are just there for years. They are still there. They are just there. Devotion. One thing that our structure in this place, for instance, will do to you is it will cause you to be devoted to spirituality. Devotion. See Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. I have taught you the right use of these books. That should be in part 4, out to Sunday morning. In chapter 9, verse 10, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with what? With thy might. Whatsoever, of course, like interpreting with the spirit of the New Testament, that is talking about the gospel. Whatsoever thy hand find to do, do it with thy mind. Because there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the great world of grace. So, he's talking about the gospel. This is what your hand has find to do. Do it well. Proverbs 22:29 of Proverbs. See thou a man diligent in his business. Say God's business has become my business. Yeah, so you'll be diligent in God's business. You'll be diligent. I've told you that it's wrong for you to apply this scripture to your own secular work. Scriptures have an intention. An intention supersedes the documentation. So you can only interpret all the documents with the intention. Thank you. That is Proverbs 22:29. You'll be diligent in his business, in God's business. The Father's business has now become your own business. Proverbs 12:24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. It's only a diligent man that should be given authority over others in the church. It's only a diligent man. The man that is diligent is devoted. He is always found there. He's not missing today. Today is not down today, up tomorrow. He's always there. He's found doing the same thing. He is always found in excellence. Say diligence. Yes. Say, I don't have down days. Yes. Say, I'm always diligent. Yes. So, go back to Proverbs 1. See, trust me, these opportunities that you have, some want it, but it's just too late. Some want it, genuinely, but it's just too late. Age and plenty experiences had made it almost impossible for them to comprehend God again. I will explain. Age and plenty experiences have now made it become almost impossible. That is why the longer you tarry in all those wrong joints, the more difficult it is to snatch you back to sanity. Amen. See that Proverbs 1:20. Please focus on this. Sorry, the topic is still stopping demonic activities. This should be series 2, part 6 now. Stopping demonic activities, series 2, part 6. We go more into a bit more today. We trust God so we can close early so our Brashimes can see road. Proverbs 1:20. Are you ready? Okay, slowly, let's read. Wisdom cried without. She uttered her voice where? In the street. Please write it down. Wisdom there can be called the will of God. The intention of God for man. His will. Wisdom there is not God, though. It's not Jesus. So I know you have seen visions, all those are our final quest vision books where Jesus is called wisdom. Is to see, let's stick with scripture right now. So wisdom there, it can be inferred as the will of God, not God. Can be inferred as his counsel, his understanding. The will of God, the counsel of God, is understanding. So he said, wisdom cried without. She uttered her voice in the street. 21, she cried in chief place of concourse. In the opening of the gates in the city, she uttered her word, saying, I have told you that no man can say God did not give him an opportunity. See verse 22, how long you simple ones will you love what? Simplicity. That's the word simplicity there that does not really mean our own simple mindset in Christ. That means foolishness, actually. You can check the Hebrew. It means foolishness, silliness. Write it down. Simplicity there. Simple and simplicity there is the same Hebrew word. It means foolishness. It means silliness. Talking about like those people who say, which one is church every day? I can't keep myself. I can't keep myself. I want to flex. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in scorning and fools hate knowledge? Say, how long will you hate knowledge? This thing you are doing, one day will catch up with you. It will catch up with you. Let me read Good News Bible for you. Good News Translation. Foolish people, how long do you want to be foolish? How long will you enjoy making fun of knowledge? Will you never learn? I think that's better. Will you never learn? Are you there? Thank you. See verse 20. We're in verse 22, right? So that's 20. It's talking about those people who hate knowledge. Will you never learn? See 23 now. Now say, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. Verse 24, because I have called. So what that scripture is doing is that it puts knowledge in the place of a person. Are you with me? He was referring to wisdom, to knowledge as a person. He was referring to, like, let me use the word, you're in Christ's understanding as a person. Are you with me? So don't be quick to say that is God that is speaking. Thank you. That is just, is that not, which figure of speech is that? Is that not? Okay, when you use an inanimate object as what? Animate. So which one is onomatopoeia? Huh? Okay. Thank you. So, personification. So that means this, he was using, wisdom is standing as a person. Yeah, that's the point. So don't call it God. That's the, this is one of my, when I was in so much in darkness, this is one of my key scripture to tell somebody that, hey, one day, God, you too, you'll be calling God. God will not answer you. He's not talking about God. Read it very well. Thank you. So see verse 24 now. Because I have called and you refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. 26. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a windmill. When distress and anguish come upon you, then thou shalt call upon me and I will not answer. Then you shall seek for me early and you will not find me. Why? Next verse. Yes. For they hated knowledge. And they did not choose the fear of God. Again, see that verse 28. Say, when you call upon me, it's not saying call upon God, though. He's saying, when you now want to do his will. This is the experience of men. A time comes when the act of some old men now wants to seek for truth, but it's just so impossible. I know if you have tried teaching some people in eternal salvation before, you will teach. They say, they say, but what of Baba Bada? They start giving you examples. Don't accumulate experiences in unbelief. It's dangerous. Don't accumulate experiences in folly. Don't accumulate experiences in disobedience. For they hated knowledge. By that time, their lives are too wasted in unbelief to recognize the truth when they see it. Their lives are now too wasted in unbelief. All every dream they have seen before, it has defined their life. Now they have believed visions more than the word of God. So it's like, and one thing I've seen about man is that, for instance, you can you can say it's only this church, but by the time you look at even, let me say, some of our big churches, I mean, Saints Community and more, why is it that we have more of youth? Why? Why is it that we have more of youth? I'm not saying there's no hope for the old generation. But some people, just that you do service and you didn't share grace, that's what they will think about for the next 1 week. Which type of church is that? You don't share grace. Let's share grace now. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. No, sorry. So let's share grace. Praise God. So that is actually the experience of man. And I will actually say it's not about age, it's about experience in folly. It's about experience in folly. That's why some people will say words like, I have gone too far. I can't come back. I have gone too far. I have gone too far. That is with the devil. Experience accumulated in folly. In nothingness. Say, for they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. Back to 2 Peter 1 verse 7. So don't be that man. It's always easier right now. That is why I love to tell you something that the day, why did Jesus tell that guy that in Luke 9, 62, that no man will put his hand to the plow looking back? Because the guy only said, I will follow you. Let me first go and what? Bury my dad. Right? So why did God tell him that? Why? Because the day ministry what? Rings. The day the bell rings. The day understanding dawns on you. For instance, I love to tell some people, if you reject ministry in a place like this, I don't know how you accept it again in life. I'm not trying to say we are, but because we have made it so simple, we have made it so free, and we have made it so like it's so simple, demystified. And you are not the only one doing it. So if you reject it in a place like this, I doubt where you will get it again. The experience of man, very vital. Don't accumulate, like, for instance, when you train yourself with disobedience, what will happen? The day you will see truth, you will call it disobedience. Once you have trained yourself with so much, it doesn't matter. The day it will be a matter of life and death, you will not be able to recognize it too. God has been speaking to you, it doesn't matter. Aye. The day it will become critical. Hear God now in simple things. Word of knowledge, you are not interested. Tongue and interpretation, you are acting not interested. The day it will now become a matter of life and death. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that is what it, and that is also how to interpret a scripture that scripture says, serve the Lord in the days of your youth. How did he put it? Say it now. Yes, that is one too. That's another one. It's easier for a man to bear his yoke in the days of his youth. Remember that your thy creator in the days of their youth. Thank you also for the ninth comment. The days are coming. So that days of the youth, some people, let me just tell you, is simply that time that you eat the original. That's time. That is why I love to tell you. Once you see that this is the truth, what do? Relocate to it. Hug it. Suspend things for it. Suspend things for it. That was me and Grace were discussing some days ago. There are times some people just think that we are just doing too much. No. It's because we saw something. We saw something. So without telling you, you just pipe down, pipe low on the plenty things that is trying to get your attention. You just pipe down in so that you can get it. Hallelujah. Back to Proverbs 2 Peter 1:7. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Say charity. I will see major on this one later. No, that must be your attitude towards one another. If these things be in you and abound, let's read verse 8 if you are there, please. Wait, help me. If these things be in you and what abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Back to Proverbs 2, verse 1. Proverbs 2, verse 1. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandment with thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, if you cry after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? Christ, right? Knowledge of God is what? Christology. Now you know that, right? So he said, how will you find this Christology? You must search for it. As a man searcheth for silver, you must search. You must search. You must not be indifferent. Are you with me? So please, write this down in your notes. Unwillingness to search out for God is a sin. Unwillingness to search out for God, lackadaisical attitude towards the things of God is a sin. Amen. Praise God. Unwillingness to search out God is a sin. Remember Romans 1:26-27, as for when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, and they became vain in their imaginations, their foolish hearts were darkened. I mean, when they need God, they refuse to progress. Unwillingness to search out God is a sin. Because the makeup of man, his entire environment is to know God. Everything that God plays around man is to know God. Look at marriage, for instance. For this cause, a man will leave his father and mother and shall be cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. So say, but say this is a great mystery, but I speak as touching what? Christ and the church. Let me see, in marriage, what do we learn? We learn the union between Jesus and the saints. So when in the book of Malachi, he's saying, I hate divorce. That is talking about eternal salvation. Praise God. That means it's the will of the Father that no man should be what? Cast away. Same thing in John chapter 6. That is the Father's will whom we have sent me, that of all that see the Son and believe in him, may have what? Everlasting life. And I will raise him up on the last day. That he that coming to me, I will in no wise cast out. So we can understand that from marriage. So when he was saying no to divorce, it's not really the divorce is only after. He was also teaching a superior truth. You know, when you look at father to son relationship, Hebrews 12 told us that is similar to how God corrects us. Whose son is it that the father corrects not? If we are without chastisement, then are we bastards and not sons. He said that we are corrected because we have been accepted, that we may be partaker of his holiness. So everything around man is to mirror God, is to reveal God to man. That means I can look at marriage and understand God's will. I can look at family and understand God's will. Say God is not hidden from man. Say God is not hidden from man. Matthew 13. So you seek our silver. What people love to search out is to search for demonology, search for this, search for that. But that knowledge of God, people are just nonchalant towards it. You seek our silver. See Matthew 13:44. Help me. Look at your Bibles. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man, Matthew 13:44, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found it, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, praise God, and buys that field. He didn't say he can sell it. He said he sold it. It's not a probability. It's what he did. Praise God. Say he said he sold it. Sell it all that he had. The reason why you will not sell all you have, in quotes, is because you have not discovered this as a treasure. The reason why you will see count this as, you know, like I told you, we do things for the sake of the ministry. We work, we get married, we do good things of life for the sake of the ministry. It's not that we are serving God so that we can have the good things of life. We do those, we have the good things for the sake of the ministry. Select all for the sake. So the reason why you will not see it like that is because you have not discovered. You have not searched out for God. You are still nonchalant. You are still neutral. You are just like this. For how long will you love simplicity or you simple ones? For how long will you love foolishness? Foolish ones, not you. Anyway. Because you are here and you are learning. Thank you. 13 verse 45. Let's read 45 and 46 together. Help me. 45, 46, want to go? Thank you. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pear of a great price, went and sold all he had and bought it. So that's the attitude to know God. That is the attitude in Christianity. This is why it's because we neglect this that the gospel is not prevailing the way it ought to be prevailing. 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 2. Now let's start our study proper today, stopping demonic activities. Make sure you open every verse we are opening. You open. Church is a place of labor. It's not necessarily a place to come and relax after the day's work. No, it's nothing to relax in church. Labor. So there are some things that, of course, we must not be ignorant of. Let's examine some of the tricks of Satan in bringing people into captivity. Some of the tricks of Satan in bringing people into captivity. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Are you there? Okay, let's read 9 to 11. One to go, please. For to this end, also did I write, 2 Corinthians 2, 9 to 11. That I might know the proof of you, whether you be obedient in all things. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sake, forgive I it in the person of Christ. 11, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Hallelujah. So, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That means there may be more than one. We are not ignorant of his tricks, of his ways. We must not be ignorant. Like in the church right now, the one I've been dealing with in church for a long time is one of the devices of Satan in church. His offense. Offense. He seems very powerful. He's powerful. He's so powerful that the blood of Jesus cannot wash it. But you remove it. Get me in context. I don't get what I'm not saying. Just because offense will prevent you from praying. Abby? Offense will prevent you from reconciling. Go to Ephesians 6, verse 10 now. So we must not be ignorant of his devices. The believer must not be ignorant of the devices of Satan. Are you there? Sorry, Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. Are you there, please? Okay, let's read 10 and 11. Once we go, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's tricks. The tricks of the devil. Against the tricks of the devil. Now, follow me carefully. Let me start from talking about spirits for you. Now, every creation of God has free will. Follow me slowly. I'll take it very slow and calm. Every creature of God has free will. So I can say to you that we have two categories of spirit. Number one, those that seek for their own opinion to be believed. Those that seek for their own opinion. See where I started from? I said every creature of God has what? Free will. So I said, looking at spirits, we can see them in two classes. Firstly, those that seek for their own opinion to be what? To be believed. Amen? That means they want to promote their own opinion. Now, don't worry, I will explain. Number two, those that seek to learn
and serve man in what God has said. Those that seeks to learn and serve God in what God has said. So I just finished doing for those that seeks to learn and to serve, sorry, serve man in what God has said. To serve man. What I just finished distinguishing for you is demons and angels. Now, where should we start from? Should we start from Ephesians 3:9? Let me first focus on the second part, then from there that will kick on to the first part. Ephesians 3 verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. 10. Let's read together slowly. You want to go? To the intent that unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now, the way KJV puts it, it looks like that the church may know that we have demons and stuff. That is actually far from what he's saying. Let me read ISV for you. ISV. He did this so that now, through the church, the wisdom of God in all its varieties might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. ISV. You can just write and refer to ISV. That's how you put stuff like that. Refer to ISV translation. So it is the church that makes known to angels the mystery of God. Angels get information from man, not from God. That is what I'm saying now. If you think about what you have learned in your Allah Jawara ministry on the mountain, which means to have been passed off before, I say, what are you saying? Heresy. Hey, angels, they serve God apple, they wash his feet, they wash his clothes, they comb his hair, when you are confused from the book of Daniel, they shave for him. Serious. So angels get information from man, not from God. I will explain. Hebrews 1 verse 6. Again, don't forget, God is a spirit. That is clear from John 4, right? 24. And they that worship him, worship where? In spirit and truth. God is a spirit means you cannot envelope God to a place. And you say, this is God, come and be worshiping him. Yeah. When we say God is a spirit, it means you cannot cage God to a location. Say, this is God. You have to come and be bowing down to God. So I said, open Hebrews 1:6. I'm looking at your notes. When you stop writing, I will continue. Well done. God is a spirit. You don't cage God to a location. Well, somebody to come and be worshiping him. Worship for what? Man is the delight of God. You say, when I look at the heavens, the firmament, everything you have made, and now say, what is man that you are still mindful of him? Or the son of man that you still visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels, yet you crown man with glory and honor. You have set him over all the works of the earth. That has put all things in solemn under his feet. That you have put all things under him, we didn't see it yet, but we now see Jesus. Who was made a little lower than angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor that you should want to taste death for every man. That's Hebrews 2. We get to that. Not today. See Hebrews 1, verse 6. Slowly, let's read, yes? And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Write this down. All the worship of God you see angels depict in the Bible is for the Son. All the worship of God that you see angels depict, that's D-E-P-I-C-T, in the Bible is actually for the Son, for Jesus. Brethren, angels first saw God in Christ. Angels first saw God in Christ. Don't believe that. 1 Timothy 3:16. Open it. Open. Look at it. Open. Angels first saw God in Christ. 1 Timothy 3:16. There is no secret meeting between God and don't sit down on top of the book of Job. Say, God and the angels are having, but there's a terrible vision. There's such a vision. Job is still better. That's why is it First King or Second Kings? When God is planning a guy, his name should be Ahab or somebody. God is planning a guy. God wants to kill the guy, but God does not know how. God now called his officers. Say, all of you come. I want this guy to go and perish in Ramoth Gilead. No, that's sorry. And I said, this one's poor. This one said, how we do this? God said, you are not strong enough. So how we do this? You say, I will do it. When I came, I said, I will go and be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophet. And God said, yes, you take my crash, take my mantle, you shall go and you shall prevail. So the prophet said, so therefore God has sent a lying spirit to the mouth of his prophet. Is that not? Everything is wrong with that. So the man that is he speaking for Satan? Because God wants the man to perish. So the prophet that is now reproved, that means that prophet is against the will of God, right? So everything is just wrong. So when you are seeing all those your things, calm down. I've told you yesterday when you say, God came in the cool of the garden to be talking with Abraham and with Adam. Say, all these things, they take a stroll. They take picture selfie in the garden. There has been no incarnation before the incarnation. God has never stepped on earth before until Jesus. So everything you saw in Genesis 1, 2, 3, who wrote it? When did Moses live? You know, about 2,000 years after creation. So how did he see all those ones? Vision. That is why all those things are figurative. Tree, food. Can you eat apple and die? No. It's to represent something. They are symbolism. Tree of life, tree of knowledge of good and evil, serpent. They are figurative. Exactly. Thank you. So 1 Timothy 3:16, I said angels first saw God in Christ. Let's read together. Want to go? Yes, sirs. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God, hold on. So we are describing the journey of who? God, right? So God, right? This is the journey of God, though. God was manifest where? In the flesh. Justified in the spirit. What's the next word? What's the next word? Sin of angels, right? Preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's the journey of God. It was God that was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. So also, to worship the Son is to worship God. That's what I'm saying. Simple. To worship the Son is to worship God. This is why, go and check that your vision in Revelation. Is it the 24 elders? The 24 elders, who are they bowing down to? The Lamb. And it's also a vision. Praise God. 24 elders simply means, sorry, let's not start. Thank you. 1 Peter chapter 1. Well, first, you know, we have 12 tribes of Israel, right? And we have 12 apostles, right? Okay, sorry, they are 13. We have Matthias and Paul. So who is the apostle? Who is the 12th apostle? Is it Matthias? Is it Paul? Is it Judas? That's down on nursery Bible study. Nursery later, when we are 55. Praise God. Let's go and save men first. Thank you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Now, 1 Peter 1, verse 10. Let's be fast. I'm halfway already. Yeah. Of which salvations the prophets, sorry, not salvation, so see, sorry, Joe. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. Who what? Prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. 12. Want to go? Help me. To whom was it? Was it revealed? Not to us, they minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Hallelujah. Is it clear? Which things the angels desire. Say desire. They desire to look into. They desire to look into. We are the ones revealing things to them. Not them to us. I will explain. We are the ones revealing things to them, not them to us. So a man must have first searched out the will of God before an angel can carry it along for others. A man must have first searched out the will of God before an angel can carry it along for others. Are you with me? Well done. I know you're writing. A man must have first searched out the will of God for an angel to carry it to another. So every utterance of angels in the Bible, they are all, is it second person right now, all reported speech. They are all reported speech. God relates to the spirit of man. Remember all those A to B to C to D? It depends if you forget A to B to C to D. Don't forget to, don't forget, workers, minister, don't forget. Thank you. So, and a man must discover A before angels can, e.g., the prophecy as touching John the Baptist, where did Gabriel hear it from? From who? John the Baptist, Isaiah and Malachi, and small in Zechariah too. The prophet as touching to the Virgin Mary, where did he get it from? Isaiah. So what did he do? He just did copy and paste. That is why if you check the book of Judges, check the story of Samson, check the story of Gideon, you will see angelic appearance because somebody before already prophesied. Are you with me? Egypt. When the angels that said in Acts 1 that this same Jesus that you are seeing going to heaven will return back in the same way he is going, where did he hear that from? From who? What do you say? Somewhere. From Jesus himself now. Abba. Abba now. From Jesus himself. Everything you saw in the book of Revelation is just copy and paste and edit of what? Daniel and Matthew 24:25. Sorry. Hebrews 1. 13. So I'm just saying, then don't forget also, hope you know, it's not all the words and all the prayers ever prayed before that are written down. Hello? That means what we have written down is just what summary, right? Summary of different things, different ages. So you saw, of course, you can point to things that you saw an angel said that you didn't know where it came from. But of course, it's not every prayer point of Abraham that he wrote down. Are you trying to get me? Thank you. So I'm just saying, but that is the order. But for you to say that, for you to think there is a secret meeting that God always have with angels, where he discuss with them, okay, this is my plan for Nigeria, this is my plan for brother Abraham, and sure you make it work, and sure you tell them, it's man that search out the will of God. So once a man now pronounces it, what happens? They are ministering spirits. And that's where I'm going. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. They are ministering spirits. So that's why I said earlier, they serve man in what God has said. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. And to which, okay, well done. Let me just try and summarize that first. What I've said now, it should not offend you. At least, have I taken away your anger? Have I said they are not good? Have I said, I've not done anything bad now? It's just bad appreciation of Bible or bad the knowledge you have gathered before that is maybe fighting with what I'm saying. It's not simply quoted scriptures for you. Thank you. Hebrews 1, 13, 14. Let's read together. Thank you. And to which of the angels said it at any time, sit on my right hand until I make the enemies thy what? Fools to 14. Want to go, please? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them which shall be heirs of salvation? Now, see the type of... English here? Which type of communication is used in verse 13? No, see how he puts it. It's like, this writer is so intelligent. Say to which of the angels said he at any time? That means, it's like a... He has a quotation. He now said, did he say this quotation to an angel? No, people can read this wrongly. They will say, he said to angels, sit at my right hand. No. He's saying, did he tell angels to sit at my right hand? So that is authenticating the man that sits on the right hand. And that will be who? The Son. Hallelujah. Jesus. So, they are not seated means they are not in charge. Write that down. That is key. Angels are not seated means angels are not in charge. Angels not being seated means they are not in charge. And they are not in charge means they must not have a message of their own. They are not in charge means they must not have a message of their own. And also, they must not have a message contrary to the message of the man in charge, of the man on the throne. Hallelujah. Two things. Firstly, they are not in charge means they must not have a message of their own. And they must not have a message. That means they must not have a message contrary to the message of the man on the throne, of the man in charge, of Jesus. Let me know when you are done with that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, demons evolve from a deviation from what I just said above now. Any demons evolve. Write that word down. God did not create anybody evil. Demons evolve from a deviation from what I just said now. So, what separated demons from angels? The message. Is the message of Christ. Demons evolve from a deviation from all we have just said above. So, write this down. Evil came in as a result of a progressive exercise. Evil came in as a result of a progressive exercise of one's rights and choice against God's will. Evil came in as a result of a progressive exercise of one's right and one's choice against God's will. Genesis 2:16. Evil came in as a result of a progressive exercise and right of one's right and choice against God's will. Progressive. Don't forget, see the intention of God again, Genesis 2:16-17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. That is clear, the word of God. But Genesis 3:1, please be fast. And now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he had said to the woman, yea, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree, fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you what? Touch it, lest you die. But verse 4, want to go, what is there? And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. It should have stopped there. What's in the next verse? For God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. That means he spoke and he explained to convince. Please, write that down. Please, he spoke and he explained to convince. He spoke and he explained to convince. Also, write this down. This is not likely to be a dating. It is not likely to be a dating. The same way the sin of Adam was not a dating, it was progressive exercise of his choice against God's will. So also, this is not likely to be a dating. It must have been in a process of time. Repetition. In different ways, different manner, repetition. And you see verse 6 and 7, the woman fell for it. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the food thereof, and she did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, he eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed thick leaves together, and it made themselves apron. So they fell for it. See Jesus' commentary on that, John 8:44. Three things about that. I said, he spoke and he explained to convince. That means he was not just speaking. He was speaking to lure man away. He was speaking to persuade man against the truth. He was speaking to persuade, of course, the woman against the will of God. That means he explained further. He went further. He didn't just speak. He explained further. And I say that is unlikely to be a dating. It must have been a press of time. See John 8:44. They seek to be believed. Lies. Why should you tell a lie to somebody? Because you are going extra mile for the person to what? To believe you. To believe you. And then you see, even Jesus said that, let your yes be yes, let your no be no. Don't start doing, I swear, Allah, walai talai, someone be lying, others think, just speak the truth. Because that's thing trying to seeking out. You are mirroring. Don't mirror Satan. John 8:44. Please look at your Bible. Help me. John 8:44. Want to go? Yes. You are of your father. Not you. You are of father, the devil. And the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. That is in Cain. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. And he is a liar and the father of it. He is a liar and the father of it. So he seeks to be believed. He promotes ideas contrary to what God has said. He seeks to be believed. Spirit seeks to be believed. I mean, these negative ones. They seek to be believed. They promote ideas contrary to what God has said. He presents alternative realities to what God has said. He presents alternative realities to what God has said. Alternative realities to what God has said. Thank you. Well done. Okay, see Acts 13:6. Glory, glory. Acts 13:6. And when they had gone through the island of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus. Imagine, a Jew. He's a Jew. I actually did not see that before. I just saw it. So he's a Jew. I thought maybe he's a Gentile. So Jews too, they practice sorcery. Okay, see verse 9, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood him, seeking to what? To turn away. To turn away. To deceive, right? To turn away the deputy from the faith. Then Saul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. Let's read verse 10. Want to go? And said, O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right way of the Lord? How did Paul know that he's perverting the way of the Lord? That's the same thing Satan did in the beginning. He was doing just like his father, Satan. How did Paul know that he's a son of the devil? Because he was copying the actions of the devil. They seek to deceive. They seek to deceive, to lure away. Please start paying much more attention. They seek to lure away, to lure away. That means they promote a lie. Devils promote lies. They promote lies. Lies. They promote lies. Now, let me ask you a question. When you're done, excerpt. How powerful is a lie? How powerful can a lie be? Sir? Have you heard of nations go to war over a lie? You have read history very well. That means, oh God, after you believe a lie, it does not matter if it was a lie. Oh God. Why does Satan always start with a lie? Because he obviously needs man's permission to act contrary to God's will. He needs man's permission. So a lie believed is to open doors to the effects of Satan. Effect. Use that word, please. A lie believed or lies believed is to open doors for the effects in Ajima of Satan. Effect of Satan. A lie can be very powerful if believed. The first sin was a result of a lie. See, don't worry, you will not surely die. God knows the day you hear, you will be like him. It's not like that. Check Romans 1, 24. Thank you for following. The first sin was a result of a lie. And sins follow that pattern. The sins after the similitude of Adam's transgression, they follow the pattern of lies. Sins after the similitude, that is Romans 5, verse 13, 14. Sins after, 14. After the similitude of Adam's transgression, we follow that pattern of lies. 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 Romans 1 and 26. Wherefore God gave them up, I've explained this before, to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie? Into a lie. And worshipped and served the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. They served the creation more than the creator because they believed a lie. You see, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 7. Well done, well done. Thank you everybody for following. 2 Thess 2, 7. For the mystery of iniquity. You write, you open. Right, man, I saw your updates on your number of books that God has given you in this place. It's not enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's add two more before you go. Thank you. 2 Thessalonians 2:7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the coming of Satan with all the powers and signs and lying words. Lying wonders. Why is it called lying wonders? Because it's to lure men away from the faith. It's not saying the wonders are lie. It's not saying the miracles are false. No, it's saying the intention of the miracles are to lure man away from steadfastness, from consistency. So it's called lying wonders because of the intention, the reason why the miracles are done. And sadly, we have so much of that around today. Any miracle that is done with the intention of castigating Christ, his knowledge, his will, his mission, they are lying wonders. Thank you. Verse 10 now. and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Let's read verse 11. If you are there, please, want to go? For this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Of course, apostasy will trash out that verse for you into two. Verse 12, apostasy is a series in this place, it's on our website, that they might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So that God should send them a strong delusion, that is actually man's action. It's just God is helpless about. Thank you. So, now, follow me. In many cases of demonic oppression, in many cases, demonic oppression also follow this pattern. Demonic operations, they also follow this pattern. It will always start with a lie sold to man for him to believe. A lie sold to man for man to believe. No, on tarot for Kulibra. A lie sold to man. A lie sold to man for man to believe. A lie. So, let me ask this question again. So, therefore, do we have... Okay, imagine Pastor Joy now gave you an exam question. Generational causes are real. Discuss. Or, if it's me, I would say oppose and affirm. That means you will take two stands. So, yes, who can give me a 1 minute exposition? Generational causes are real. Discuss. Speak for and speak against. Sir? Feel free, sir. Emmanuel, you're already the first to talk now. You can't talk again today. Yes, sir. What you mean, I trust you. So, the answer is actually, like you said, yes. The answer is yes and no. E.g., for instance, you must get why we say things we say. E.g., when we say something like, an idol is nothing in this world. Hope you know, we cannot affirm that, and after it, we say there is a generational curse. Immediately we say something like that, we have canceled everything. I mean, canceling, not really, I'm not talking about power. I'm saying, in making such an utterance, we have also implied that there is nothing like this. So, generational because it's real? No, because it's a lie. That must be your first standpoint. No, because it's a lie. Secondly, yes, because it won't matter if it's a lie, again, once it is believed. Firstly, no, because it is a lie. Secondly, yes, because it won't matter if it is a lie once it's believed. So, of course, can it affect a Christian? Yes, if it's believed. Now, I will now give you one joker. Please stay to the end of this sermon. I'll make it brief. Because there's something I will say at the end. So, demonic activities affect man because of lies believed or truth not well known. Lies believed or truth not well known. Lies believed or truth not well known. And the longer such a lie is believed, the more powerful the effects. That's the sad part. The longer such a lie is believed, the more powerful the effects. What happened in so many deliverance ministries is because they are now doing gymnastics to deal with the effect. They forgot the origin. The origin is always a lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that is why a firm appreciation of the gospel is sacrosanct, is mandatory, is compulsory, non-negotiable. A firm appreciation of the gospel is non-negotiable. Very mandatory. It's very mandatory in enforcing the believer's victory over Satan. A firm appreciation. So 1 Corinthians chapter 8. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1. Well done. Now, as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. That's the issue. We all have knowledge. Knowledge puffed up, but charity edified. But if any man that, 8, now verse 2, if any man think he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know, talking about love. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered to idols, we know. We know. And I believe this church, they will have written to Paul, what are these? Paul, Eriti was telling me that we must not be eating chongulaka every day. It's things that, in fact, you ate it with us. Like, they must have written such letter to Paul. Things that we are eating together. But Paul, you remember that shrine that we entered, that we ate with the Babalao? No, they must have written something like that to Paul. Paul said, okay, calm down. So, they are going around the town. Yes, anywhere, anything goes. Sacrifice, they are the God. We did. Now, let's see the letter. So, he said, that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing. That's verse 4 in the world, and there is none other God but one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Same way we are discussing God, we don't talk demons. So they are not comparable. They are far apart. They are eternally apart. Right, you can't say God power and system power. Say God power, system power is like this. God's power is like this. You are not serious. You don't categorize such. It's not. Thank you. Verse 5. For though there be they that are called what gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many. Verse 6. But to us, here to us. So see verse 5. It says, although there be. Are you with me? That is where the light comes from. There be. That means this is, it's not saying they are extinct. There be they that are called gods in heaven. That means invisible, as they are gods many and lords many. But to us, say to us, hallelujah. There is but how many God? One God. How do we know him? The Father of whom are all things, and we in him. And one Lord who? Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Hallelujah. But there is an issue. Slowly, verse 7. Want to go? Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol, that means some people, they don't understand very well verse 6. Hello? Those people with conscience of the idol, that means they understood verse 5 without verse 6. Okay? Unto this hour, eat it as things offered unto an idol. And their conscience being weak, is what is defied. That means some believers still have knowledge contrary to their in Christ mindset. Now, such believers, you cannot force them into conviction. I will explain. Such believers, you should not force them into conviction. If you do that, you will. So don't force them to conviction. You must keep teaching them the gospel. Later, the gospel will bat actions of such boldness in them. Later, the gospel will bat actions of what? Boldness in them. So that means you don't force them. That means you don't meet a first timer right now and say, don't worry. Any party they invite you, go. Nothing they happen. Go. Every shrine, enter and eat with the chief priest. Nothing they happen. Such a guy does not need such information yet. He needs more of the gospel. Remember what I taught you about faith? What people express faith in different things. What is common is the spirit of faith. So the actions may differ and may vary and may come with time, but the spirit of faith is always the same. Are you with me? So there are some things that we share based on need to know basis. Imagine if Bashim went to preach in Sudan for 3 days. He didn't see there's no water. The only thing they have in the place is alcohol. Alcohol. So he should now drink very well. When he now comes back, he should now call Happy. Ah, Happy, come. Ah. As I don't see what that is, I just shark 3 bottles. Does Happy need such information? Hallelujah. So in the church, let me say this, we don't tell you things you cannot undo. How should I put that now? Are you with me? Of course, that must be well explained. So I'm not talking about sinful things, but is there any way I wrote it here? We are gospel preachers, not gist talkers. That's what I wrote here. We are gospel preachers, not gist talkers. Any information that won't help the men, don't give them. Any information that will not help men, don't give them. Don't give them. Don't give them. But keep teaching the gospel. But any details that will not help men, don't give them. But keep teaching them the gospel. Thank you. I will explain that more on that later. Verse 8 now. But meat commended us not to God, for neither if we eat are we better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. Verse 9. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. So the focus. Okay, well done. I know you're writing. So the focus of this chapter is for the mature to walk in love. The focus of this chapter is for the mature to walk in love. The focus of this chapter is not really for the growth of the weak brother. It's for the mature to walk in love. The focus of 1 Corinthians chapter 8 is not the growth of the weak brother, but for the mature to walk in love. Verse 10. For if a man see thee which hath knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him that is weak be emboldened to eat those things that are sacrificed to idols? Verse 11, if you are there, please read for me. Yes. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. So, when you see that word weak brother perish, that means the weak brother could suffer condemnation, or he could suffer afflictions as a result of fear. He could suffer condemnation or affliction as a result of fear. Hallelujah. Afflictions as a result of fear. Verse 12 now. So that word weak brother perish is a figure of speech. It means he could suffer condemnation or he could suffer affliction as a result of fear. Verse 12. But when you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against who? Christ. That means when you use your rights to make them do things. That means you make them to do things that they are not ready for. So, wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh, while the worst thing is lest I make my brothers to offend. Go back to chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 10, 23. So what we have here is a quick remedy, not the real solution. Write that down. What we have here is a quick remedy, not the real solution. The real solution is for the weak brother to come up in knowledge. The real solution is for the weak brother to come up in knowledge. But 1 Corinthians deal more with the love part on the side of the matured. But 1 Corinthians dealt more with the love parts on the side of the matured. Chapter 10, 23. Men. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. You see, don't seek your own. Seek for another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that's it. Asking no questions for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake, that strode this for his conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say not your own conscience, but for the other. For why is my liberty judged of another? Why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? Can you see that? If I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of? That means there are some things that we do so that we will not be evil spoken of. There are some things that we do so that we will not be evil spoken of. Why am I evil spoken of? For that which I gave thanks. Okay, verse 31. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Okay, 32 and 33. Let's read together. Once again, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. So those parts focus more on the love work of the matured. Now, 1 Peter 5, verse 7. After this, just one more scripture. First Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Now, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, who, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. How does he devour? Through lies. Through discouragement, through false doctrines, through lies, discouragement, false doctrine, false persuasion, lies. It's so sad that if that is why it's so, you cannot learn the gospel from home video, because home video, most of them they will show you the effect. They just show you Satan coming to oppress somebody. They will not show you how the thing started. Thank you, Zed. You recommended one video for me then. What is the name of that thing, though? Is it? Of divination. Remember that one that we watched. Although it's not, I'm not saying you should go after it, but I love the setting. It was so clear that in that place that fear was the entrance for demonic activities. Fear. That means if you watch Monty Diamond, they just show that Satan just came to somebody's house and started beating him. But that one, they actually showed you how it started. And fear is just a lie that you believed. So how does Satan devour? Through what? Secondly, thirdly, false doctrine. Thank you. And what must you do? Is the solution fall down and die? No. Verse 9. Want to go? Thank you. Yes. Whom resist steadfast in what? That means you can resist Satan with your steadfastness in the faith. Which passion are you reading now? In the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Ephesians 6:10 now. Steadfastness in the faith. That is what we have been teaching from part 1 to 5. Steadfastness in your Christology. Knowing that your knowledge of Christ is superior. Superior. Supreme. Superior. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That is, be strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, lies, tricks of the devil. For we wrestle. Say wrestle. Okay, not against what? Flesh and blood. Then that means the wrestling cannot be with cutlass. Since he's saying it's not against flesh and blood, that means it can't be with cutlass, cannot be with Yahoo Plus, cannot be with Pankere. No. It can't be with Wabuja de Olorun, Baba. No, it's not against flesh and blood. That means the wrestling will not be mechanical. Since the wrestling is not against flesh and blood, that means the wrestling will not be what? Mechanical. Okay? But against who? Principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Please write this down, I beg you. Those stuff work through the heart of man. All those things you are seeing there,
spiritual wickedness in high places. Those spirits, they walk in the heart of men, of unbelievers. Read Ephesians 2 very well. In the heart of men. In the heart of men. Through their ideas. Verse 12 is the story of the unbeliever. Because the context of the chapter is actually talking about the gospel. Verse 12 is the story of the unbelievers. The unbeliever is ruled by the darkness of this world. Ignorance. Darkness is ignorance. Skotos or something. He is ruled by the darkness of this world. So when you are saying spiritual wickedness in high place, wickedness is to counterfeit God's love and grace. That's wickedness. Wickedness is to counterfeit God's love and grace. That is the mother of all wickedness. No, don't forget, before you can hate men, you must first hate God. Because the gospel is faith in God plus what? Love for men. Faith in God plus love for men. That's the gospel. So to hate men, you must first hate God. So when you are saying spiritual wickedness, it's hatred for the gospel. Hatred for God's love. So all those things, okay, just for the help, for somebody that is not with us, you see 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Where are those strongholds? See the next verse, casting down imaginations. That's in the mind of men. And every item that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in the mind of men, and bring into captivity every thought, thinking, meditation, to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2, yeah. Verse 2, wherein in time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom we also had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath as others. So all those things you are seeing in Ephesians 6, it works in men. 2 Corinthians, back to 2 Corinthians 4. Sorry. I must finish before those can go. I must finish. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine where? Unto them. So back to Ephesians 6 now. So all those things, all those, don't be looking for, we wrestle against powers, principality. He's talking about they all work where? Out of men. Because what are your weapons? Next verse. Okay, let's read 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, verse 14. Stand, therefore, having your loins guided about with what? With truth. Say truth. And having a breastplate of what? Righteousness, right? And with your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall what? Be able to quench how many? All. Say all. Say all. Say with faith, you quench all. All the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the what? Word of God. Pray always with all prayers and supplications in the spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And as for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth out boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can see clearly there that everything he's talking about was actually a mindset. Because the man in darkness, he had the mindset. So to counter that mindset, you come with a mindset of righteousness, a mindset of truth, a mindset of the gospel of peace, a mindset of faith. Mindset, consciousness. So, it is in how we preach the gospel that we also learn to stop demonic activities. It is in the way, it is in this pattern that we preach the gospel that we also learn to stop demonic activities. The same pattern. Okay, when you are done. is the same pattern. So clearly, we can say your defense and offense against Satan is yet your Christology. Your defense and offense. Not fall and die, not fall down and die. No. But an accurate appreciation of the gospel of Christ in knowledge and practice. Write that down. Very, very important. Sorry. Okay, I lost you, Sashimi. I said you could your defense and offense against Satan is yet your Christology, not further than die. I said so, but it must be an accurate appreciation of the gospel in knowledge and practice. In knowledge and practice. See, any gospel you don't practice, you don't believe it. Any gospel you don't preach, you don't truly know it. Any gospel you don't practice, you don't know it well. You don't know it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, it is the same thing that makes us to be stable, to proclaim the gospel, that also makes us to be strong in casting out demons. Same thing. Same thing. There is no special rules in the Bible for casting out of demons. There is no special thing that, okay, now you have known Christ, but to now cast out demons, we have to enter this dimension. Because in the Bible, there are fabrications of men to lure you away from steadfastness in the faith. Make sure you meditate on this strongly, strongly, strongly. So it's the same stability that you have for the work of the ministry that you use to stop demonic activity. Same stability. Say, I'm strong for myself and for others. Now, this is the one I said you must get before I go. This one. Now, even though I don't believe the devil is powerful. See this, oh. I truly believe that there is no idol in this world. Nothing did happen. Nothing did happen. I don't believe the lies. Is that always enough as a defense? Hello? If I don't believe, see, oh. I don't believe. Do you know we have some people that they truly don't believe so much in spirit things, right? They're not believers, though. But they don't really believe in spirit things. Nothing. No, I don't care. I don't care. No sham. No, nothing. No, I don't care. Is that enough defense against demonic activities? So, for such people, sadly, someone else can believe a lie on your behalf. That's a dangerous part. That is now what happened in that, what we call that generational causes. Although you don't believe the lie, but do you know it's possible for somebody to believe a lie for you? To believe a lie on your behalf. To believe a lie on your behalf. So what happened in most of those cases is that somebody believed a lie for his family. Now the family members, they are neutral. And the lie worked where? On the whole family. That is why I said that I don't believe that these things are around. Is that enough as a defense? No. It's not. That's how you hear that at times a Christian is attacked or something. That is why you must be strong in the Lord. I am not teaching you neutrality against Satan. No. I'm not saying we are neutral to satanic activities. No. But I am saying that the knowledge of Christ is offensive to him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. The knowledge of Christ is offensive to him. It's offensive.
Hallelujah. It's offensive. That's the knowledge of Christ. So you must be strong in that one.
That means I don't stop demonic activities by focusing on demonic activities, but by becoming what? Strong on the knowledge of Christ. Exactly, everybody. So, you must be loud about your confidence in the gospel. You must be practice that.
There's a way that small saint talks that I love. When she is preaching at times, that is it. That is how to start to cast out demons.
When you are preaching the gospel, you are preaching like, this gospel, well, Sha, if you believe it, the gospel will try for you, Sha. Sorry, the gospel, Sha. When you are adding Sha to the gospel message, so how will you cast out demons? Use Sha too.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
When you tell a man, hey, if you believe this message, you live forever.
It's with that same audacity
that you do what?
Cast out demons.
So it's not you go and rent the audacity to cast out demons from something else. No,
it's from the gospel.
From the gospel. Remember what I taught you on Sunday? Boisterous rest of mind. Remember? Hebrews 6. A loud rest of mind. No, that's serious, right? Looks like it's contrary, but it's not contrary. Say we have a boisterous confidence in the gospel. Say it's confidence, but we are boisterous about it. We are loud about it. We are baba.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Oh, glory to God. Think I'm done.
Yeah. Boisterous rest of mind.
Oh, manas to go vatiparan, nes to go vantipos to egovanos.
When they say we continue a bit further. So that means, firstly, as a believer, we are not neutral. We are offensive to Satan. But how? Through our Christology.
That I first start from angels. I first told you that. What made angels angels?
Demons, they are such that angels will promote the idea of God. Demons will promote their own idea for you to buy into. So I now said, although you may not buy the idea, what if somebody buy the idea on your behalf? If somebody use something to knock you and you see it work, that guy believes something for you. Are you with me? Praise God. That is why. Because see, guy, you live in a evil world, okay? We all do. So be strong in the Lord. If only we listen very well to the instructions as in the gospel, we will not have a problem stopping demonic activities. We will not have a problem.
So get stronger in your preaching. Get stronger. Preach with conviction.
For in that, confidence. Say confidence. Say confidence. Say loud, rest of mind. First, pray for 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. Pray just where you are. Just pray where you are for 2 minutes. Just do an exercise for 10 minutes in groups. There we go. Alamas to governors, serente. Alamas to governors. The knowledge of Christ is offensive to Satan. It's offensive. It's offensive. It's offensive. The knowledge of Christ is offensive. Offensive. Offensive to him.
It's offensive to Satan.
Let's pray. Just pray. Allah must give other bows. Papa must give it a day, potatoes to Vade Baba the day. He pulls to Baba da 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 da
Yeah, listen to that song again. Fear is useless.
Aman is to go valley razapata pala manamasanda manamas tamanos tamani wrong manos to give pantekan tananos to mala shanta kampitele razanta manos to give elements.
Just be on your feet, everybody. Thank you.
Lamas to go valandos in the manamanamas to valaranta dandos kingdom manos to go. In Bretomala Manos, Ovalos, Zotete, Costegavilla, Sotovalananos, in Brotodos, in Postegavina Manamanos, Zanana, and the Massacre Prontada, Tolston. If fear is useless to me,
I walk in boldness, for Christ lives in me.
Take a slower, slower, yeah.
It's useless, yeah, it's useless to me. I walk in boldness, for Christ lives in me.
It's
useless, it's useless to me.
Amazon to Malamazan, the Bamas, the Malaman, the Master Malabra, Tapa, Patti, Malamas, Soto Malabalabas, and the Malaman.
It's useless to me. I walk in boldness, for Christ lives in me.
Don't sing in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Is it? Can you solo that song? You can. Give me a verse.
So Christ lives in me. Fear is useless to me. I walk in boldness, for Christ lives in me. I am a man full of the knowledge of Christ. For Christ lives in me. I am a man who fights, who is full of the world, and I walk in boldness. For Christ lives in me.
Please pray, pray, pray with that. Come on.
There is useless.
She's giving you utterance. She's giving you utterance. Just follow.
It is useless to me.
She's receiving for you. Just follow. Don't follow on readings. Just follow utterance. Follow utterance.
Christ lives in me.
Grace, prepare.
Oh. Oh, it's useless to me. I'm full of the world. I'm a man full of the knowledge of Christ.
Fear is useless, Ru.
Fear is useless. It is of no use to me. I can't be oppressed by the demons, for Christ lives in me.
You are strong on your Christology. You are strong.
I'm full of the word, and that is enough defense for me. So I walk in boldness, for Christ lives in me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
There is useless, it's useless to me. I walk in boldness, for Christ lives in me.
See yourself as a master of principalities and powers. See yourself as the one in charge. See yourself as the one in charge.
A Lord rest of mind. And I'm confident. I'm boisterous in the face of anything. Oh, I walk in boldness, because I'm a man full of the knowledge of Christ. Here is useless.
Thank you,
it's
Lord.
Of no use to me.
Tipo,
walk in boldness, for Christ lives in me.
Give grace. Thank you. Yet
It is useless to me. I use the knowledge of the word to fight demons. I fight the devil, not with guns, not with arrows. No, no. I'm in Christ, and I focus on the word. So fear the
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Be strong on your Christology. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Be strong. Rely on your knowledge of Christ as an offense. Rely on it. Yes, rely on it. Rely on it. Rely on it. Yeah, I know we have four transits in the house, but just rely on it. Rely on it. Hallelujah.
So you see somebody like Apostle Paul. Check Acts 19. Before you saw those stuff that happened, the handkerchief, miracles, everything that happened, it was first a strong stand for the defense of the gospel. You know what we like to do nowadays is to push the cart before the horse, is to start from the other way. We just want to say, I want to go and do power. You don't bother with that. Be so strong on that Christology. So the day anything contrary now shows up, you have so much already to knock it down. So don't start me. I will teach you the right way. I will teach you rightly. So there's no real scripture for casting out demons. You just cast out demons. Why? Mark 16. What's there? Go and preach the gospel to every creation. He that believes and is saved, these signs shall follow. That means follow them as they preach the gospel. They cast out demons. What did Jesus teach them? Is he how to cast out demons? How to preach? How to preach? So so with that same boldness, audacity, it's not like you will now go and import from one mountain. That's it. I have to now go for a special fasting and prayer to now to cast out. What's that? That same audacity which we should bring man from darkness to light. How you should face situations. You say, in the name of Jesus, I get the will of God done here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say I'm the man. Getting the will of God done. Wherever I go. Fear is useless. Fear is useless. It's useless.